Welcome to the prayer journey, where you can take your place in our community of prayer. Hello, I'm your host, T. Ann Brown. Please feel free to join in by dialing 1-877-904-0198, or you can give us your prayer request on the Our Prayer Facebook page. Hi, everybody. So glad you can join us here another week and grateful for this day that God has made, of course. I would imagine that you guys are all gearing up for this weekend's celebration. Yes, I'm talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day. You know, everybody's getting their flags around this time, and they're purchasing the grills that are on sale for barbecuing and making sure they have all the ingredients on the menu to, you know, host their guests and their family members. And, hey, by the way, please feel free to invite me to the barbecue, okay? I never turn down any food. I'm always available for food. And a day off and free food, look, I can't beat that. I'm sure you can't beat that. So feel free to invite me. Send me an invite. No, but really, we really are excited because Independence Day is the event that led to the formation of the United States of America. And, you know, most certainly, we salute our troops who labored in war for our freedom. You know, it's really nothing like being independent and being free. Many of you can relate to this, you know, growing up in your parents' house, you dreamed of just having your own space and being on your own. And finally, that day came when you were mature enough to have your own and, you know, you had your freedom. And it's like, hey, I did it. I'm here. I'm free. I can come and go as I please. I can, you know, go to sleep and wake up whenever I want to. You know, even better yet, a shout out to all the unmarried women who can enjoy the freedom of being single, unmarried men and women, you know, who can enjoy that freedom of being single. Woo woo! So, you know, I got to give a shout out to you guys because I'm single, so. but, you know, we have to enjoy it now because I hear once the husband and the kids come or the wife comes that freedom is hard to buy even if you pay it, if you pay for it. So, but really, no matter what stage of life you guys are in, freedom is necessary. And some of us have, you know, difficulty obtaining freedom emotionally, physically, mentally. You know, because of our past, things that we've gone through, things that we've experienced that have really shattered or skewed our future vision or our vision of liberty within our lives. But, you know, today, in light of Independence Day, we want to wave our banner of victory. We want to wave our banner of freedom because God reigns over us. And there is nothing that can hinder us from being free because God is our banner. And so we want to wave our banner today. I'm reminded of scripture in Exodus 17 and 15, where Moses built an altar and named it Jehovah Nisi. The Lord is my banner. And this was to prove that God would protect the Israelites against the enemy. But, you know, in our case today, sometimes the enemy is our past. You know, we go through so much and we have a very difficult time of moving forward into the freedom that God has afforded us and has already purchased for us through his son, Jesus Christ. You know, he is our protector and he saves us from everything that attempts to keep us bound. So today we want to talk more about that. We want to encourage you and strengthen you spiritually and help you kind of think about some things that allows you to wave your banner, that you don't feel like you have been, that you don't have the victory, because with God you do. And we want to talk about keys to freedom from your past, freedom from things that really hold you bound from being independent, as we, you know, highlight Independence Day. So here to talk about that with us today is none other than the wonderful, blessed, amazing, outstanding, I don't have enough vocabulary to describe him, but yes, it's none other than Chaplain Sampson. How are you?
Very well, Tian. Thank you very much for all those superlatives. It's a great time to be here with you today and to be able to share some thoughts on really the banner that God has for us and the banner that we fall after.
Amen, amen. We have Chaplain Kenneth Sampson with us. We're so grateful. For those of you who are listening, please feel free to comment or ask any questions by dialing 1-877-904-0198, or you can press the number 1 and our producer will connect you in. So we're going to just, you know, dialogue today. So feel free to join in with us. You know, Chaplain Sampson, please tell us a little bit about yourself before we go into our topic today.
Well, thank you, Tian. I'm a retired Army chaplain. Was 3 months shy of 30 years served in the Army.
Wow.
As a chaplain. Deployed to Korea for 1 year and then to Afghanistan 2002, 2003, 2004, and then went back and forth in the theater at various times. Married my wife, Kate. We're both very committed to kind of the work that we're engaged in. We have two children, Michael and Jen. And at this stage in life, privileged to be able to be military liaison with Guidepost Publications. So I'm a part of the military outreach team. So it's a tremendous privilege, one, to be here, but also to be able to serve in the fashion that God has opened the doors for.
Wonderful. We are so honored and glad to have you. And I know that you just have a wealth of experience and knowledge in this field, and we're really glad to have you to be able to help and encourage someone else by your life. So thank you. You know, we're really glad to have you. And being a military person like yourself, in light of our topic, what does waving your banner mean for you, and how does that relate, you know, spiritually? And we have some callers, and we definitely want to engage them. If you can give us some insight on what waving your banner means for you, and, you know, how that kind of reflects on your experiences.
Well, I wave the banner. I think of my coat that I have, the insignia of the division of which I was a part. The 10th Mountain Division that comes out of Fort Drum, New York.
Okay.
And it's an insignia which I have, which is it's a banner in certain ways. It's a symbol, it's a brand of God's faithfulness to us and to me. When I was division chaplain, when we deployed, when I was a battalion chaplain early on in the early 90s, the 214 Infantry Battalion, that symbol of the division is something for me that is a symbol of God's faithfulness and God's presence. And knowing that I'm a chaplain and that I have the prayers of so many of God's people raised on my behalf and on behalf of our family, and to have this sense of teamwork with my wife, Kate, there's a banner. You know, the old song, "His banner over me is love."
Yes, yes.
Well, it's that banner that is able to then inspire us in the present, give us hope as we look to the future, but also give us a sense of understanding of things that may have occurred in the past that may be difficult.
Yeah.
That God has brought us through and that we can then experience His presence here where we are.
Wow. Yeah, I think that is so powerful. First, by taking just the example of your coat and the insignia, because having a symbol can be so powerful, especially when we can easily forget, you know, through our circumstances and through our situations. But having that reminder that God is with us, and that love is our banner. I think that is so powerful, and we're gonna dig and talk more about that today. I think someone wants to comment already. Let's see who's on the line. Hello, you are on the prayer journey. Hi, you're listening to the prayer journey. Okay, if we have a caller. I think sometimes people press the number one, not realizing that our producer, you know, sees them as them wanting to talk. So for those of you who are listening, the number is 1-877-904-0198. If you press the number one, we'll know that you want to, you know, join in dialogue with us because we want to talk to you. So don't shy away. If you press the number one, we'll be with you shortly, and you can dialogue today regarding our topic and dialogue with Chaplain Kenneth Sampson. We'll be so glad to talk with you. So, you know, Chaplain Sampson, you talk about, you know, this banner of love and the symbol of God being faithful to us and that it being a symbol of God's presence. You know, his love. But then you have those who, and I'm sure you may have gone through experiences where you know this, but then you have the experiences that try to rob one of knowing that, and it affects them and leaves them in a certain place that they're not able to move forward or be free. So I'm interested to know, you know, many of us forfeit our freedom based off of those experiences, but what prevents us from allowing those experiences to override the symbol of love, the symbol of faithfulness that God provides for us?
Yes, that's a true and a very real setting which many of us find ourselves in. And I think the theme of forgiveness and freedom, which we find in forgiveness, is so powerful. And the idea behind forgiveness, as outlined in Scripture, there's one aspect of it which is that a price has been paid for us, that something has been sent away, and that the feelings of bitterness and guilt and just bad feelings that we may have, it's been sent away.
Yeah.
And as you talk about what Christ has done for those people of faith, it was... all that stuff was just sent away, and he has been the one who bears that burden.
Yeah.
And that aspect of forgiveness. And forgiveness, you know, it's things which have occurred. I'm always reminded of that illustration of Corrie Ten Boom in her book, The Hiding Place.
Mm-hmm.
Corrie Ten Boom, she was in... a Dutch citizen who was in a German concentration camp. She had the warmth and the love of God's Spirit with her. After the war was done, she lost her sister in one of these camps. I think it was Ravensbrück. After the war was done, what happens? She goes back to Germany, and she talks in churches, she talks to people, and she talks about forgiveness. There was a time when in the audience, she recognized that there was one of those guards in that prison camp that was in the audience. And here she's talking about forgiveness. After the service is done, the guard walks up to her and talks about how beautiful her service was. And then he recalls that she was one of the prisoners. And he says, he in essence asks Corey for forgiveness for the things that he had done. And she felt nothing but revulsion, nothing but like an oppressive cloud was around her. But she felt the Holy Spirit's presence as well as she stuck out her hand and forgave, in that action, forgave that guard. Now it was something almost supernatural that flowed through. But there was a dimension of having it, it was taken care of, it was paid, that price was paid. And because that price was paid, she could go forth and extend, even though she felt it was very difficult and hard to do, she could extend that hand, a hand of forgiveness. And so I think that we have to realize that there's this sending away, this sense of forgiveness. It's a dimension that sometimes it's very difficult to do.
Right.
But it is something that we're called upon to identify what needs to be forgiven and to give it on to the Lord, that sense of the burden of that, to stay and give it to
Him. Wow.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. We're already dealing with the keys here. Keys of freedom, you know, and one being forgiveness, to be able to be free from your past. On this Independence Day, you cannot be free holding on to bitterness, holding on to unforgiveness. And we want you to be independent, free in the spirit, free in the natural, that you can live this life of abundance that God has afforded to you. And I love how Chaplain Kenneth Sampson has really shared that situation where we all can find ourselves in that, you know, where we may have been hurt, where we may have gone through something, and it's really hard to forgive, but the price was already paid. Jesus already did it. And so if we can tap into the Spirit of God that transcends time and transcends our situations and meets us in the very moment of wanting to let go, then trusting and knowing that God has already did it over 2,000 years ago on the cross frees us and allows us to allow Christ to do it. See, when we try to do it, it will never happen. And I think a lot of times we try to do it in our own power. But we have to tap into that supernatural power of the Spirit where the forgiveness that God has done for us, you know, on the cross years ago, it's very present and it transcends and it affects those even of people that we deal with. And so I just think that is so powerful, Chaplain Sampson.
And think of the events here there in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes.
2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Look at on our most prestigious of national newspapers.
Yeah.
The full banner of one of the daughters who lost her mother in these violence of these killings in the church while a prayer meeting was going on.
Yeah.
I will never be able to hold my mother again, but I forgive you. What richness, what testimony of God's love and God's presence in a person's life where people are, the grace and purity of heart that few of among us hope to even touch, write some of the letters to the editor after this event.
Yeah.
It's all because of that matter of forgiveness and putting forgiveness into place. Wow. It's a rich privilege we have to be able to forgive. Now, the hurt, sometimes it remains.
Right, right.
It'll be there, but that aspect of it has been paid. We don't have to be living in the bitterness and in the strain of these past memories that sometimes come upon us so intrusively.
Yeah.
But we can forgive those who would forgive us, those who have done us wrong, or those whom we have wronged.
And that's the key too, you know, that we have to also understand that we are human. So we, you know, the feelings are, you know, God gave us all of these feelings, right? But He's given us control. He's given us the power to be able to have control over the negative feelings that would rob us of our freedom and would rob us of the ability to forgive or love someone else as He's loved us. And if we can be reminded that, you know, we all have done someone wrong, but if we can always remember that the same love that God has loved us and forgiven us, that we have to share that with others, even when they've wronged us, because we've done God wrong, you know, every day.
Right.
And so we are no better than one another, and God teaches us to continue to perpetuate that love and that forgiveness. But the source of the power of it, Christ already completed it.
Yeah.
So we tap into that. I love it, Chaplain Sampson. Again, hello, everyone. So glad you're listening with us. We're talking about waving your banner, God being your protector, God being the one who allows you to obtain your freedom, your independence. And we want to enrich you with the keys to obtain that freedom and to maintain that freedom. We have here with us today none other than Chaplain Kenneth Sampson, talking about the keys. We've talked about forgiveness. Your freedom is important, and forgiveness is one of those things that will attribute to your freedom if you allow God to fully work in and through you regarding your challenges and your situations. So call in. Maybe you're having a hard time forgiving someone or something, and you just want to know what to do. How can you, shed this love or tap into what God has already put inside of you to give you the ability to be free? We want to talk with you. Chaplain Sampson wants to talk with you. So please feel free to give us a call, 1-877-904-0198. If you press the number 1, our producer will see that you want to chat with us. And we have a free giveaway. So the first person who does call in, maybe you want to gain some keys, or you want some advice, or maybe you want to share with others who are listening right now how they can obtain their freedom by waving the banner of God, of love, of God's presence, please call in. So this book, Heartfelt Prayers by Stormy O'Martian, we want to give it to you. It's free. We want to send it to you. So again, give us a call, 1-877-904-0198. Press the number 1, and our producer, our lovely producer, I want to add, McKenna, will check you in. So we look forward to hearing from you. Feel free to call at any time during the show. Chaplain Sampson, you talked about your experiences. Well, you know, you've given us some insight on, you know, your experiences having traveled, and, you know, we want to hear about that. I think we do have a caller. Please give us. Let's hear who wants to talk in. Hello, you're listening to The Prayer Journey.
Hi, my name is China. This is my first time on.
Hi, China. Did I get that right? Is it China?
Yes, it's but with a Y.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love it. Hi, China. So glad to have you. Thanks for calling in and pressing number 1 so we could dialogue with you. What would you like to share today?
Well, I would just like to encourage someone who's listening, because I was scrolling on Facebook and I saw the number and I felt free to call in, teen, years old. And me and my parents have right now I'm in foster care, and we're having a little bit of issues. But I just want to tell someone that just because you're going through what you're going through, God is still there by your side.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen, China. Thank you so much for that. I'm encouraged just by hearing that, and I'm sure that many others are. And someone of your caliber, of your age, and you know, it's just a testimony that no matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, you know, we all face challenges and experiences. But to know that someone like yourself can acknowledge that God is with you, I want to tell you that you are way ahead of the game, and to keep God as your banner. So thank you for encouraging us today to know that no matter what we're going through, that God is with us. We really appreciate that, China.
You're welcome.
Is there anything that I can pray with you for today?
Just for my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Absolutely. Well, we'll pray for you. Chaplain Sampson, would you mind to say a small prayer for China regarding her strength? Okay.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this privilege of being able to raise China in prayer, for strength in your power, for continued grace that she has so nobly displayed in going through difficult times, but yet is able to encourage us all through these words of inspiration and words of compassion that you have placed in her heart, knowing that she has that relationship with you, a banner which is a banner of love that has been prompted and given by your Holy Spirit. Continue to bless China this day and bless her living setting as well. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, China, for calling again. And our producer will contact you and send you this book. And we pray that it will add to the strengthening of your relationship with the Lord. And we hope that you would join us again.
Okay.
All right. God bless you. Wow, that was beautiful and encouraging to hear, Chaplain Sampson. Thank you for praying for her. You know, going into your experiences with those who have faced challenges or has gone through experiences in the military, share with us on some of those who have gone through, you know, such great challenges and experiences of being in the military and having come back from combat. And, you know, what are the steps that people like them can have to, as they're dealing with unforgiveness or dealing with, you know, some of the things that they've seen and them just wanting to be freed from a lot of what they've gone through. I mean, I can only imagine.
I think those of us who are soldiers or Marines or sailors, airmen, Coast Guard folks who have been to different settings of great pressure, deployments, combat deployments, that there's an aspect of we can either become bitter or we can become better.
Yeah.
And I think we become better instruments of God when we release, let go of some of these difficult settings in which we find ourselves or experiences or but we have to release them. We have to let go. We have to be set free and at liberty. The Gospels tell us, forgive, release, give up resentment, let it drop. And there's a sense of this letting go, which is very important. I know there was a doctor, Larry Dewey, who works with our Veterans Affairs Medical Centers, does a lot of work with the veterans who have come back from our nation's wars. And he says you have to give up even justified bitterness and hate to fully heal the emotional and spiritual wounds of war. You have to give it up. And I think combat and war sometimes intensifies these feelings that many of us go through in life.
Absolutely.
How do we release? How do we let it go? You know, this is something, it's something which I'm with myself, it's a daily thing. And I think that the scriptures, there's something very helpful. It's almost like a discipline, a spiritual calisthenics
mm-hmm,
that we go
mm-hmm,
through.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
We have to take every thought we see in Corinthians, take every thought and make it captive to Christ. Mm-hmm. Now, what does that mean? Every thought, you know, there's all sorts of stuff that's bombarding us all the time. Ideas, intrusive memories, things that come in through our advertising, things that come in through our just ain't seen. But to take every thought and make it captive to Christ shows that we don't have to just be led by where our feelings are leading us or where something that bounces into our minds, but that we can make it captive, that we can discipline our thinking, we can ask for the Holy Spirit's working to kind of as Dr. Peel would always say, to kind of cleanse our mental muscles, cleanse them and purify them, and that there will be a sense. That's a sense of letting go.
Yeah,
and that's an important view.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely, and you know the danger of not letting go is, you know, it being festered not only within oneself, but then it starts to, you know, permeate the atmosphere and affect other people, and it just creates this element of destruction, you know, as we see all the stuff that's going on today. You mentioned the Charleston shooting, you know, there as of yesterday, churches, the continuation of churches being burned down because of whatever hate and you know, disappointment or whatever it is that is going on within the hearts of people, that is causing destruction, you know, in our communities, and we have to let go, like you said, because it doesn't make anything better. It only makes it worse, and you know, then people want to retaliate, and you just want to.
Yeah.
So it just grows into this ball of destruction for our community, and it really is antithetical to what God has tried to implement for us, which is peace, which is love, you know, and we have to be mindful of that. When it really comes down to it, anything that is opposite of what God intends is of the enemy. And so we have to make the decision, even in our thinking, and even when we decide, am I going to let this go or not, whose team am I really on? What side am I really participating on? Am I going to, you know, allow the Lord to strengthen me in the areas of my heart and emotions and feelings by the Holy Spirit to be all that He's called me to be by letting the banner of love and the banner of forgiveness and the banner of letting go to be my wave for people to see and know, or am I going to participate in the enemy of destruction that would try to tear down everything that God is attempting to establish? So we want you to wave your banner, but we want you to wave the right banner.
Amen.
We want you to wave the banner of God, who is your protector, who is your peace, who is your joy and your love, most importantly, your freedom, that you would have independence this day to live a life abundantly. Chaplain Sampson, this is so good. And those who are listening, again, feel free. We've heard from China. Again, shout out to China. Thank you for calling in and sending that just wonderful token of love, of encouragement. And we want to hear from others of you. Those maybe you have some keys or tokens for us to take with us today. Feel free to call in now. The number is 1-877-904-0198. Press the number 1 and we'll know that you want to share your thoughts with us. We have this book, Heartfelt Prayers from Stormy O'Martian. For those who call in, we have more, so we want to give it away to those who call in and share some thoughts in this community of prayer. So, Chaplain Sampson, we've talked about three keys, one being forgiveness, the next letting go, and please feel free to give us what is the third key. And I know these are not the only keys, but these are just helpful keys within the short amount of time that we have to encourage someone on how they can wave their banner and move into a place of freedom.
Yes, Tim, thank you. There's another dimension, I think, of forgiveness, which involves the aspect of healing, of dealing graciously with others, restoring health, recovery. And we see in the scriptures, especially in the letters of the Apostle Paul or in the example of Christ in the Gospels, where having compassion and kindness, humility, silent, quiet strength, being even-tempered, forgiving others is an aspect of this matter of having that banner of love, having that banner of God. It just strengthens us as we bring healing to others. Now, how do we do that? You know, I recall one of the thought conditioners of Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. That booklet, which has helped me throughout my past 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a thought conditioner in there about forgiving your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to, it's part of this discipline, it's part of making everything captive to Christ. These
yeah.
thought conditioners, the
yeah.
whole idea behind it is you don't just let your mind wander wherever it goes.
That's it.
But you discipline.
Right.
And Dr. Peale, he talks about loving your enemies. And he talks about people that you may have something that would be a grudge or something against. Don't focus on bitterness. Don't focus on the negative. But rather, what are the traits within that individual that are showing in some way God's identity, God's image? What are traits that you can maybe pray for? What are ways that you can make a tangible step to build that person up?
Mm.
And this is an aspect of healing which is it enlivens our spirits. It causes God's peace to flow through us to others, even those who may have harmed us.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we look back at our parents, or we look back at some teacher in the school, or we look back at a neighbor who has done us wrong, or we feel has done us wrong.
Yeah.
There's something about, especially with parents, when the scriptures tell us to honor our parents, even those things which maybe cause us distress as we think about our parents, there's a sense of bringing healing to ourselves when we can honor some qualities within that parent that have brought us here to the present.
Right.
They were the ones who brought us into this world. And to bring some aspect, when we can honor in certain ways something about them, it's a step towards healing some of these emotions that we feel.
Mm.
It's a step towards developing more fully that banner of love which we are called to as brothers and sisters in Christ.
I love that because, you know, it like you said, it channels us to refocus on what will help us to move from the past and move towards the freedom of our lives and our future. And the ways to do that is by waving the banner of God and his characteristics so that we will remain protected from the things that the enemy would try to, destroy us with, you know. So I just think that's beautiful that we can take the steps to refocus and rechannel our thoughts and our emotions to focus on the good things and not the negative, so that we can take steps towards freedom of living life, enjoying our life, and enjoying those that God has put in our lives around us. I think it's wonderful. And really the essence of that is love. You know, it all goes back to love, the love of Christ, again, that was shed for us on Calvary over 2,000 years ago for our salvation and our reconciliation to God. So I'm just grateful for that. Chaplain Kenneth Sampson, this has been absolutely an honor and a privilege to dialogue with you today about waving your banner and moving from the past to your freedom as we are moving into the season of independence.
Yes, right.
In honor of July 4th. So I just want to say thank you to you. Thank you to all that you have given to our community and to this nation by your service and your dedication to God's people. We honor you.
Well, thank you very much as well, TM, because as we together are experiencing the manner of God's love in whatever area God calls us, we are building a better nation, a better world, and we are celebrating this these traits and values of independence and of the freedom that our country has given to us. We celebrate that and we build it up as we all work together towards the common.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Would you mind to say a short prayer for our listeners regarding what we discussed today? We have only a couple of minutes left, but we don't want to leave anyone out. If we could just say a prayer for them today.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have been able to spend this time inspired by the presence of your Holy Spirit, to look at these areas of forgiveness and of letting go of the bitterness and of bringing healing, which is given through the strength and power of you working within us. We think of our many listeners this moment and would ask that whatever difficulty or whatever exceptional joy each one is experiencing, and through it all, the banner of your love will be shown and felt and experienced in their lives. We thank you for this opportunity here from Guideposts to be engaged in this outreach ministry. Thank you for your grace and presence felt in our lives. Thank you for this time together. It's in the power and strength of your Holy Spirit, the blessing of your Son, that we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And thank you again, Chaplain Sampson. And thank you to all of our listeners. Just be reminded, God is your banner. Wave your banner because he is your protector. He is your guide, your strength, your help, everything that you need. So continue to glorify him and proclaim his love and forgiveness and move from your past into your freedom. We're so grateful for the keys that Chaplain Kenneth Sampson has shared with us, and we hope that you would utilize them and keep them in mind and pray that God will strengthen you in those areas. Thank you again.
Thank you.
And thank you to all our listeners. Thank you for praying with us and for being a part of our prayer community. Until next time, remember, in everything that you do and say, take a moment to reflect.